Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're making our way through this important season of the church here, the season of Lent. It's a good time to be going through Lent because the church is going through a winter, a deep purification. Everybody can see it. Everybody can feel it. The culture is in a kind of crazy time politically and otherwise. I suppose that's the destiny of this fallen world, that it's never complete. It's never perfect. There's always one thing or another that we're battling against. But the church seems to be in a particularly difficult season. I've talked about it many times over the last few years, and it's good to be in this season of Lent because what's happening in the church in part is a deep purification, the loving discipline of the Lord. He disciplines those whom he loves, is what the letter to the writer of Hebrews tells us. And so if he doesn't discipline us when we've strayed from his purpose for us, Hebrews tells us we're not children, but we're hirelings or we're orphans. We're not heirs. And so what's happening is that the church, and it's not a surprise that the church falls into sin and corruption. I mean, it's scandalous to see it, but ultimately it's not a surprise because the church is made up of sinners. It's not a place of perfect people. It's people on the way. It's people who are being perfected. And there's a great, great spiritual battle that's in the midst of this whole thing. And so to fight a spiritual battle, we have to imitate Jesus. And Jesus, before he took on his mission, what did he do? He went to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and he did just that. He was there with the Father. The angels came and ministered to him. But a big part of what happened was the temptations of Satan. Mano a mano, he went face to face with the Lord, and that was the first intense battle. Jesus declared to him that he was not just another man, he was not just another prophet, that he wasn't going to fall for the seductions of the devil. But Jesus equipped himself for that battle through prayer, through fasting. He understood what needed to happen. That's what needs to happen right now. We, the whole people of God, have to get radical. We have to get serious about the spiritual battle that we're engaged in. And so taking up this season, you know, the themes in this season are important. And today, remember St. Joseph. I think this is his feast day today, you know, the husband of Mary. And he is such an important model for us, especially the men who are listening to the program, in his quiet strength and his faithfulness. And the coming of Jesus turned his world upside down. And he said yes, and he obeyed, and he loved, and he had courage, and he walked humbly, and he was a God-directed man at his core. And that's what each and every one of us are made to be. So what a wonderful model, and we pray for his intercession for us today. Well, I started yesterday's program, and the theme this week as we wade more deeply into this season of Lent was to try to lay hold of the strength and the spiritual energy we've been given in Christ to take up the challenge to become holy, to say yes to Jesus' radical words to us, to say, you must be perfect. I mean, think about that. You must be perfect. Not like perfect in beauty or whatever, but you know what he means. Perfect in holiness. What's holiness? It's radical abandonment in love and obedience to God. It's total obedience to God out of love. That's perfection. And love of neighbor. It spills over into love of neighbor. Begins with God. And what the apostles teach us is that we need God's help to make that happen. And so they rejoice. And it began with 1 John, the letter of 1 John, chapter 1, that beautiful passage where John, with such enthusiasm and joy and excitement, says, what we've seen, what we've touched, what we've heard, we declare to you. The eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us. The new thing that the human race, this dying race of people, this race of people that are subject, so subject to sin and corruption, everything we need has been given to us now because God's life has come to us in a person, in Jesus, which is why he's the only Savior of the world. Only Jesus brings the God life. Only Jesus has it in him, that is the divine life with him. He's the only Son of God. That's why he's the only one who brings it. And so in this Lent, it's important for us not only to know what we're called to do, but to make sure that we're allowing the Holy Spirit to teach us and to remind us what God has done for us. There's a test here in this season for us. And I was thinking of Paul's words from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 and following. He says, examine yourself. So what is Lent? Lent's an important time of self-examination for every disciple, everyone who's baptized into Christ. Where am I in relationship to the call and the commands of the Lord? Where am I in relationship to the great commandment, love God and neighbor? Where am I in relationship to the great commission, go make disciples of all nations? Paul says, examine yourselves to see whether you are holding to your faith. Is that what you're doing here in Lent? It's really a good thing to do. Take the temperature of where is your faith? Is it hot? Is it red hot? Is it cool? Is it lukewarm? Is it cold? Where are you? And remember that for Christ and for every disciple, faith is not just a thought. It's not just an idea. It's not just a feeling. Faith is a whole way of life. It's radical abandonment of ourselves and the habits of our daily life in submission to the person of Jesus. We've come to the place where we've acknowledged that he's Lord and Savior. We've confessed with our lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we come to believe in our heart that he was raised from the dead and that now we're seeking through God's help to walk in his footsteps, and we're entrusting everything to him. And that's expressed very concretely in the way we live. And so Paul is saying, take time to examine yourself. What am I doing with my time, my talent, my treasure? How are my relationships, first beginning with my relationship with God, my relationship with my spouse, my children, my friends, my neighbors? Am I bringing God's life into all those situations? Am I the man or the woman he's called me and he's empowering me to be? Am I living with the kind of faith that produces hope and confidence in God because it's rooted in trust and knowing that I'm a child of God? So Paul says again, examine yourself to see whether you are holding to your faith. He said, test yourselves. Here's the test. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test, he says. Here's the test of faith, the first question. Do you not know that Jesus Christ is in you? We talked yesterday about being born again. And Jesus said the importance of being born again by water and the Spirit. Jesus Christ, in this way, doesn't live in every single person. It matters that we're baptized into Jesus and that he's become the Lord of our life and we've received the gift of the Holy Spirit. I mean, God can do it in people. I'm not limiting him. But he sent out the church to preach and proclaim, and the very first message ever proclaimed by the apostles after Christ's resurrection is on the day of Pentecost, where St. Peter so boldly, confidently, the one who betrayed Jesus, and we'll see it as we get closer now, as we draw close to Holy Thursday night, in the drama that unfolds in Christ's passion, Peter, now touched and filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, you will be clothed with power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Wait for that power. Live in that power. Walk in that power. That's the Christian life, is an empowered life. It's an empowered life in the person of the Holy Spirit. And Peter declares to all who were in Jerusalem at that time that this Jesus, whom God had sent, he's indeed God's son and Mary's son. He's the God-man. He worked signs and wonders, and God backed him and backed his message and made it plain that he was from God and that his words were true, yet the leaders of Rome, the Roman leaders and the religious leaders killed him. But Peter said, God raised him up. And what we're saying to you to this day, Peter said, is death could not hold him down. He's the only one. He's the first person that death could not hold down. On our own power and our own resources, no one else can rise from the dead. Death is the final word. But Jesus sheds his light into the darkness and he bursts forth from the tomb. And Peter says, he bursts forth from the tomb and he returned to the right hand of the Father as conqueror, as warrior, as victorious king. And now in his flesh, humanity has been taken into glory, and he rules, Peter says, as Lord and Messiah. He came, Jesus said, I've come to bring the kingdom of my Father. And the kingdom of God is his reign. It's the authority of God. It's the economy of God. It's the way of God. Because the world is wayward. The world is not living according to God. The world is fallen and it's under the dominion of satanic powers who subject human flesh to create a world that resists God. That's a fact. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus came to establish his church, to establish the kingdom through his church on earth because he's begun his reign. And he's now subjecting, he's leading people, he's giving people a season of mercy and forgiveness to be saved from their sins. And he's commissioned a church to go forward in his power and holiness and in the anointing to bring the kingdom of God. But when the church is worldly, is fallen and fleshly and taking her cues from the world and she genuflects to the world because she desires the world's approval, she loses her strength and power. And she doesn't bring the kingdom that Jesus wants brought. We lose sight of who we are and that we have everything we need in Christ. And we grovel after the world and it, not only its approval, but all the false idol, all the idols that the world serves up, money, power, recognition, possessions, honor, all that stuff. We just go after it, hoping it'll fulfill us, and we forget who we are. We go after those things and we fall short of putting God first. We fall short of caring about those who don't know Christ and we don't engage the Great Commission. We get lukewarm, we get stifled, and Jesus doesn't anoint that. He doesn't bless it. So the church isn't a blessing then in many ways and many places for people. So Paul calls us to examine ourselves. He says, come on, brothers and sisters, test yourself. Get real. Be honest. Do you not know? Haven't you not realized that Christ lives in you? I love the word, the realization. It's reality. You come into the reality. It's not just an idea or a religious thought or feeling. It's a fact if you're baptized into Christ. And laying hold of this faith, in faith, this realization that Christ is in me, then we begin to realize, oh my goodness, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I have a power within me. It's Jesus Christ risen, present in my life. I've become a temple of the Holy Spirit. God is dwelling in me and he's calling me to cooperate with his work of leading me to be conformed to Jesus. He wants to free me from all the bondages I have to this world, the ways I'm clinging to this world in unhealthy ways. It's consuming my time. It's consuming my energy. I'm imbibing its worldview. I'm being conformed to the way people want me to live. I'm seeking their approval. And I haven't yet been freed. I haven't died or been crucified to the world. And faith is a way of saying yes to Jesus. Jesus, crucify me. Crucify my mind and my flesh. Put to death in me the inordinate love I have for the world and for myself it's killing me. It's leading me away from you and to the slavery of the world. Friends, that's what Lent's about now. Jesus isn't here to judge us. He's here to free us, to free you. God bless you, friends. Let's walk in it together. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.